Welcome to Life and Death on the Rim, the Star Wars audio experience that puts you in the cockpit as we travel across a galaxy far, far away. In an effort to provide you with the best quality audio experience on the market, we have worked tirelessly for over 2.5 years to bring our vision to life. If you feel our product has enriched your life, or if you would like to support us in our journey to continue making high-quality content, we humbly ask that you consider making a donation at lifeanddeathontherim.com. There you'll find links for both Patreon members and one-time donors. Your generosity will enable us to bring even more content driven by our passion, commitment to excellence, and the love and support of our fans. None of this would be possible without you. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy.
The following production is brought to you by Galactic North Productions. This audio drama is best enjoyed with headphones to appreciate the entire spectrum of the audio experience.
Aegion.
Master.
You have yet to rise.
I can't.
Then allow me to ask, who will, when it is time for your final trial?
This is H.C. Ogden. Welcome back to Life and Death on the Rim, the Star Wars audio experience that puts you in the cockpit as we travel across the galaxy far, far away. This is episode 2, Visions. So sit back, don't touch that lever, and let's get back to the action.
So you actually think that Sabacc is the best there is out of all the galaxy's best entertainment?
It's what Solo used to get the Falcon. I mean, how can you beat that?
Kilik, are you in love with this human or something? The way you speak of him, it's a bit strange, in my opinion.
Hey, Electrode, go find a different frequency.
Don't get all scrap pile with him over your little love affair.
My love affair?
He's got a point. It is a bit much.
What do you mean? What, you've never had a hero?
I had a regular person's hero, thank you. My father.
Same.
Okay, well... Hey, Gian. Hey, I put the rations in the bottom right compartment. And also, while we're all here, who's taking up all the hot water in the refresher? Somebody?
I take long showers.
You are going to drive me crazy. It's gonna happen, I swear.
Forgotten what we were talking about already?
No. You all had dads, okay?
Dad.
Dad, father, same thing. Look, I didn't even know mine. I mean, he was gone before I could talk. Who am I supposed to look up to?
Jeez. We're really getting to know each other over here, huh?
All right, so you don't have a dad, it makes sense. You like this Han Solo guy. It's cool, everybody needs a role model, I guess.
R2-D2.
His role model is R2-D2? Anyone know that one?
It's all good. I'm sure he was great. Whoever the rust bucket was.
Hey!
What?
You can't refer to them that way.
It's a basic
term. Okay, hey. How long do we have till Rishi?
I don't know. A few hours. That's it.
All right. So we know Killick's story. Hector, we've all seen yours, I think. Zeb, what about you? How'd you get to be back there in that void known as Mos Eisley?
You really want to know? You're not going to believe me when I say it.
Why?
Because... Hector, I'm sorry, I should have said something back on Tatooine. It's crazy we got all wrapped up in this together.
What are you... Can you just tell me what you're talking about instead of dancing around like a roadie?
I let the interview out. Bill was with me, in fact. He's actually the one that found out it was being blocked from going through in the first place.
So, all that stuff you said about the GA... About the guy that betrayed your people. Kevacon? It's all true?
If it wasn't, do you think we'd be here right now on the run? Zeb, this is crazy, though. Why didn't you say anything back on Tatooine?
He didn't want to sound like a fanboy. Look at that. We've come full circle.
That's not how I would have said it, but yes, essentially.
Well, now I know who's behind the first ever price on my head. Thanks for that.
That's crazy.
I am definitely buying my Doug friend here a round of whatever he wants next time we stop into an actual spot. That's for sure.
Okay, now that we all know each other a bit better, can we wrap up some unfinished business?
And that is?
Naming this ship.
Ah, now we're talking.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll start us off. Waldwelt's Revenge.
No, that's gonna get us killed.
I know. Just a wish.
Oh. I've got one. Tatooine's Fortune.
Definitely never getting caught with that one.
Okay, a serious name.
I've got one.
Let's have it.
The Scarlet Estoc.
Ooh.
For the red markings on her front, like a blade being pulled out of the enemy.
Hey, I like that.
Perfect.
Agreed.
Now we just need to get ourselves a proper slicer and fix up the ship ID. Get her officially renamed, and she'll be as good as ours.
Tell me that's not...
The hyperfuel. It's all right, we knew this would probably happen. We've got to fix that busted coaxium regulator. Well, crew, it looks like a few hours just turned into a few days. Bill, can you get the sublights up and running? And give me an ETA when you can.
Well, I don't know about you all, but all this talking is exhausting. You know what really passes the time?
Enlighten us, oh wise one.
A board game. Seems like whoever had this ship previously had good taste. Because you know what? They actually have the best one that ever existed. And even better, it's made out of Waldwelshian pine. Look at that. Six-sided struts. Who's up first?
I have no idea what that is. But let's do it.
Hey, our first contestant. Okay, so here we go. So, hexagonal board. These 2 points here, yours and mine, these are the players' hearts.
Okay.
The rest is the field. So the field is divided into 2 categories. This here's home field. The rest, this is all no man's land.
We're currently in no man's land ourselves.
Hang on. So does anyone know what our actual plan is when we get to Rishi?
We're just gonna wing it. I'm kidding. Here you go, AG, on some of your pieces. Need to contact Mr. G. He put his comm info in that briefing. We also need to find a slicer.
Hyperfuel as well. Shouldn't be much of a problem once we have our funds, though.
Okay, Mr. G, slicer, and hyperfuel.
Sounds about right. We'll figure all that out when we get there. My current objective is beating old Silverwolf here at his own game. Give me the rest of the rules. Come on.
Okay, so any of your tokens, they have to be starting in your home field. You never move a tile onto your own home. Only the enemies.
Got it.
Okay, next is combat.
I think we're missing a marble. Aegean, don't go just yet.
Doesn't matter much. I already beat Hector once. It's only a matter of time until I'm reigning champion.
Ooh, it is gonna be so sweet when I take you down a peg.
I seem to be losing champion. Ugh, oh, I haven't won a single round. What am I not getting?
Found it. Okay, I'm ready. Let's play.
Hold up. On a serious note, I know this is going to be difficult, but...
What?
Yeah, don't hold us in suspense like that.
Najah. I mean, I know she went down. But it's just been on my mind lately. I had a dream where she woke up.
I've been having dreams of her, too. I mean, I think that's normal, right? We wish she was still here, and we play scenes in our head.
Maybe. But this didn't feel like a dream. It felt like I was there, with her.
Have you ever experienced visions before? Something you saw before it actually happened?
No.
And it isn't real.
Well...
Wait, what are you saying? That she... Are you saying she survived? And what, was hung the next day while we slept?
I don't know, okay? I'm just saying I had a dream.
This is exactly why I should have just...
Killick.
This is all your fault, okay? Hector, it's your fault! If you wouldn't have Griffin...
Killick, there are consequences for every action. Things become so complex. A spider web of actions and reactions. How could any of us know we'd end up here? None of us intentionally caused this to happen, did we?
No. You're right. It's just... dumb luck.
I say, at least we've got our freedom. Besides being on the run, of course.
At least with people we can trust for once.
Yeah. Yeah, I trust you.
I think we're coming into atmosphere soon, Bill. Look, we'll get through this.
We're a team.
Agreed. Gillick.
A team.
Outside! Look!
There's Rishi. Tropical haven for pirates and the like.
It's beautiful.
Jungle? Ocean? It's paradise.
There's a rule here. No bounty hunters. That means we're safe while we're on the ground.
Let's make contact then.
To the cockpit. I'll put us on this Mr. G's frequency.
All right. Let me know when we're ready.
One moment. Okay, frequency number 3411.86. Got it. Okay. We're on. Go ahead, Gillick.
This is Scarlet Crew to Mr. G. Come in, Mr. G. We are in orbit over Rishi. Over.
Damn, that sounds good. Great name, Aegean.
I take 100% of the credit.
Scarlet, please proceed to Craig's Valley. It's an alcove in the lowlands. There you will dock. Ascending coordinates now. You'll need to use the cover of being traders to go unnoticed. A contact in the area will inform you of my location.
Copy, Mr. G. Scarlet out.
Just received coordinates. Pulling them up. Now.
Craig's Valley, here we come. Entering atmosphere.
Who's the best trader out of us?
Gillick, he's got all of us beat there.
Come on.
Indeed, I have witnessed this man selling a bar back to its owner on Tatooine.
You're the one who hacked the deed, Zeb.
And where did all that money go?
To the Sabacc pod.
Ouch.
Craig's Valley coming up.
Look at that. Pirate resort complete with treehouse towns. I can see the whole surface from this turret. It is both surreal and a tiny bit terrifying. Gillick, my life is in your hands. I don't like it, especially after what you said earlier.
Reminds me of what I've heard about places like Endor, treehouse cities. Watch those thrusters this time.
I've got it. Third time's the charm.
Hey, there we go. Someone starting to get their landings down.
Yes, thank you. It feels a bit less like I'm going to die upon impact.
Rishi, here we are.
Okay. Group huddle?
Got it. Come on, Zeb.
Okay, so we're gonna be splitting up, unless anybody's opposed. We're traitors. Got some creds for hyperfuel, so let's find somebody for that. The slicer, we need that as well. Mr. G said someone will find us, so just act natural. Killick, you're with me. Zeb, you and Aegean check for the slicer.
I like it. Let's go.
In the sky! Look!
What in the griff are those?
They're huge.
No time to stop and stare. Traitor's post. Let's go.
Whoa! Okay, I'm coming! Hey, good luck, you two!
Good luck! Okay, following your lead here, where to find a slicer?
We'll need to have a look around. Get a feel for things. Let them know about the slicer.
All right. After you.
Here we are. Trader's House. Right this way.
visitors and denizens of Greenstreet. The rarest weapons, the most exotic armor, and all your expected supplies, of course.
Here we go. All right, I'll do the talking.
Okay, don't touch that. You cause a lot of critics. Hey! Hey, how's it going? Welcome, welcome. What can I do you for?
Depends if you've got what we're after. Let's see. Hector, check this out. What do you think about one of these Stokely sticks, huh? Look pretty sweet. You know these things are super rare, right? I could get you one.
I don't want... Ow. Yeah. I'd love one. Thanks, friend.
Oh, you like the Stokely spray stick, hmm? I can do 16,000 for it. You're looking at the last available one in the rim.
Oh, you're serious? Cog, you don't have another?
Like I said, it's the last one.
Ugh, nuts, man. I wanted a set of them. Criff.
Well, hey, if you're serious, I could maybe get another. I've got a friend who might sell these to me at the right price, but I'd have to, charge extra for it, obviously.
Am I serious? I've been wanting a couple of these for, like, ages.
You have?
Yeah, Hector, I have. Remember how much I talk about them?
Well, sure. Yeah, you were just saying the other day how you wanted a matching pair. This is great.
It sure is. All right, you get the second one here by tomorrow, and you've got a deal. Doesn't matter the price.
I love it! That's the kind of customer I like to deal with. Knows what he wants.
Hey, I'm just glad we could make it work, all right? And let's see here. What else do we need, Hector? I know there was something else.
Hyperfuel.
Right. That's right. We could use some hyperfuel. Okay, so Cug, what can you do for us on hyperfuel? And we're already getting the Stokelys, so please, not full price. Give me a discount.
Sure. But you're coming back tomorrow, right?
It's done. Cug, come on. You've practically got the credits in hand.
All right. I'll do 1,500 and we'll get you a full tank. But don't disappear on me.
You got it. Here, give me your data pad. I'll transfer it over now. Hey, and tomorrow, you better have that second spray stick.
Will do.
Huh?
Will do.
I'll be there.
Thank you. All right, the boys at the dock will get you taken care of. What's your ship model?
The HWK.
Got it. Boys! I needed to fill up the hyper fuel on the HWK down there. Got it?
Yeah, boss. Sure, I'll do it for you.
No, not you, Skippy. Get someone else to do it. Get Abnash or someone, please.
All right, boss. Yeah, I'll get somebody. Skippy, bad, stupid.
Yikes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, hey, we'll be back tomorrow for that other stuff. And, you know anybody that can hack a ship ID? Asking for a friend.
You know I do, in fact. I get in touch with them and let them know you're interested. You come back tomorrow and I'll get you two acquainted. I'll warn you, though, he's a bit of... eccentric. So what? Is your first time on Rishi? 2 years?
Actually, yes. Could you tell?
I never forget a face, you know? And yours, I hadn't seen before. But I wanted to tell both of yous. This is very important. Now that I got a little ride on your survival, you've noticed the Rishi, I assume? Yeah, in the sky, the beasts flying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things.
Good. Don't go near them. Don't wander off the paths. And don't go in the mountains. You'll die. They're savages who enjoy tearing apart little visitors. Hey, That's not for sale. That was my grandmother's. Put it back. Thank you. Hey, okay, boys. I'm afraid I've got to go back to business. Be safe, you too.
All right. Thanks, Cog. We'll see you soon.
Guys, you there?
We're here. What's happening?
We just ran into the contact. Some Mando just slipped me a data chip. Looks like Mr. G's holed up a couple clicks out at some rundown cantina. We're heading there.
Agent, let them know about the slicer.
Oh, yeah. No luck on the slicer.
No worries. I think I've got that part handled.
You found someone?
We, something's in the works. We'll explain later.
All right. Listen, we're heading out. Sharing coordinates now.
Copy. We're getting the ship fueled up now, I think. Probably best to head back to the Scarlet.
Sounds good. We'll be out of touch for a bit, but we'll let you know when it's done.
Okay, Zeb. Looks like our target's a bit further out. Come on.
So, what are we gonna do about tomorrow? Signed up for some deal on those weapons you said you wanted. How are we gonna keep this up?
One thing at a time, my friend. And, hey, who knows? Maybe with the creds we get, I may end up getting those spray sticks after all. They're supposed to be super effective.
Stop right there.
You've got to be kidding me.
Keelik Faz, Hector Silberwolf. So nice to see you again, my old friends.
Huh. No. You little worm.
Me? And what about you, little Keelik?
It's Keelik.
Secrets. Secrets, my friend. They'll sneak up on you. Get them.
Move!
Kind of fits, though. Some animal that's probably extinct, as the name for a bar no one's been to in decades.
It appears our contact values his privacy.
Let's see how he treats his guests. After you. Age before beauty, as they say.
I'll say wisdom before youth, and thank you kindly.
Welcome. Please sit. Call me Mr. G. D8. Fetch us drinks, if you will.
Thank you, Mr. G, for your hospitality. We are happy to inform you that we have retrieved the data you requested on Ibori, and we're ready to make the transfer when you are.
Well, I'd assume so. Otherwise, why would you have come all this way? Now, if you'll give me the data, I'll go make the transfer, and when I return, I'll have your credits in hand.
Think we're that daft, do you? We'll do half the data now for half the creds. Once we know you're good for it, we'll send the remaining data. And there's no way you're leaving our sight.
Understood. This way.
D8, leave the drinks at the table. You know I don't want them near the equipment.
Now, this room is typically out of bounds for visitors, but since you've been so pleasant, I'll make an exception.
Whoa.
Just a little office area for me. Nothing too serious.
Well hidden. I like this.
Now, you two will have to stay quiet for a moment. My employer is of a more serious nature than most. This is listening post 13-427. I have a priority transmission. Authorization code Wampa Zabrak 6.
You know, our friends will be back any moment.
Your friends will soon be meeting the same sticky fate as yourselves. It appears you have reached the end of the line, Mr. Faz. Your secrets will die here, right with you. At least you'll never have to worry about having a price on your head again.
We got bounty on it.
Get him.
Come on. Get him.
Run! Run! Get to the ship! Get to the ship! Adrian, is that to you, copy? Shellick, you got those coordinates?
I got them. Heading there. Looks like some outcropping above town in the mountains.
Mr. G, I assume you have what I've requested.
Whoa. Big Boss has the shifty black cloak and all.
As promised. Transmitting half the data now, the other half upon receipt of the funds. Trust issues. You must understand.
We're ready. Transmit the data.
Transmitting now. There, the first half should be reaching you momentarily.
This is just what we feared. We are sending half of your funds now. Transmit the remainder of the data when ready.
Seb, you checking the account?
I am. And you won't believe it, but funds received.
Seriously? Wow, I thought something would for sure go... And there it is.
Send the data. Mr. G, what's our status?
Someone's hacked our transmission. I can't get through.
Shut it down. Now. Retransmit once you've reached a safe zone. You know what to do.
We've got to go. Quickly.
What do you mean? Hey! Where's the rest of the credits?
There's no time. They're on to us. We're leaving unless you want to be rubble. Let's go. Oh, D8. Always a pleasure.
Just who exactly is on to us?
My craft is nearby, about to click north. I'll get us out of here.
Hey, just what in the galaxy is going on here?
You're going to want to pick up the pace a bit.
What about the droid?
I tried to tell them. Damn! They found us!
Mandalorians?
None of this makes any sense. I thought this place was safe.
Into the mountains, quickly! This way!
This is not how I imagined this trip going.
Agreed. Come on, let's move.
This looks like the place. Wait. What in the criff happened here?
Doesn't look like the meeting went too well. Try him again on comms. Zeb, Aegion, do you copy? We're at the coordinates. This doesn't look good. Where are you?
They should have their comms on them. Why are we getting a response? You think they could have been in there? I'm not getting anything on scanners. No life forms in the area.
Send us a sign, you two.
I don't know if I've ever been up this high before. Feeling a little nervous is all.
Oh. I think we're safe in the Mandos up here, at least. Everyone thinks these mountains are a death trap. They say they're cursed.
Cursed? How?
You'll see soon enough. Come on, let's get to that landing. Just a little further, you two. What's wrong? Haven't had your exercise lately?
I'm gonna kill him. We're gonna reach this landing, then I'm gonna kill him.
Come on, Adrian. A little further.
Once I rest, for just a second.
Once I rest, for just a second.
What?
Who are you?
Everyone, remain calm.
Who are you? Why, you mimic mimicking brainless.
Why? You mimicking brainless?
Please, can we all relax for a moment? Just relax. This is one of the Rishi, this planet's namesake. These beings are just as intelligent as you or I.
Prove it then.
With pleasure. Now, we have been chased up into your territory by bounty hunters. You know what bounty hunters are.
Yes.
I understand your relationship with the people of Rishi has been difficult. However, we mean you no harm. No harm whatsoever. Do you understand me?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
We will find our friends, or rather, they will find us, and we'll leave you in peace.
No.
I'm sorry, what?
Your friends have landed at the fire.
How can you be...
We will take you to them, before the Mandalorians return and kill them.
You what? Take us there? Oh no, that won't be necessary, thank you.
You will be taken down by my companions. I will see you in a few moments' time. Zabrakian, Doug.
Hey, I'm... Put me back down. Put me down, please.
Oh, no, thank you. I'd rather walk!
Oh, just take me, but don't drop me. I can see there's no use in arguing.
Can't believe it. We've searched the entire area. Nothing.
Must have been inside when it blew. Doesn't make sense any other way.
Come on. We gotta get out of here.
Could have been a gas leak of some sort. You know, I've heard of these things happening on backwater planets.
What are we gonna do now? We're down half our team. It looks like we just lost our contact as well.
Well, you've got some fuel now. A random question. Would you ever do one of those pod races back on Tatooine?
Wait!
Hector? You seeing this?
I am. But not sure I believe my eyes just yet.
Are those?
Rishi.
Wait! Don't leave! Oh! Oh, stars!
Oh. That was insanity. Thank you, good creatures.
Oh, that was... certainly unexpected. Hello. I am...
Mr. G. We figured.
Good. Now, I must insist we move quickly. Otherwise, we risk the Mandalorians returning at any moment.
Get on board. Let's go.
Go in safety, friends. We will return to our territory, as you've aptly put it, young human.
Thank you. We will share our story with the others. Perhaps one day we will see you in the lowlands.
We prefer our mountains for proper hunting and solace. Although it would be pleasant to not be looked upon as so dangerous a species. For now, we leave you.
This just gets better at every turn. Come on, guys. We'll explain everything.
You're not the only one. We've got a story of our own.
We really thought you all were goners. Just want to say that.
We may have thought the same for a time, but to do there. Okay. Now, Mr. G, how do we complete it?
Guys, I think we've got a slight issue ahead.
What?
He's right. It's...
end of the line, you scum.
A lot of Mandalorian ships.
There is no way we're getting past those.
Allow
me to introduce you to the Mandalorian Protectors. There are no better warriors in the galaxy, and Gorgon Heart has paid them very handsomely to remove you brave souls from our way.
It's over. There's no way we're making it past them. They're blocking our way.
Hand yourselves over, and you will be spared until you're hung back on Tatooine. Attempt escape, and you will suffer a far less noble death. The choice is yours.
What do we do?
I'm not going back to Tatooine. I say we fight.
They'll kill us. Let's bide our time here.
Five.
Make a decision! Somebody!
Four.
Surrender.
We're fighting! Killick!
Three.
I don't...
Two.
Somebody choose!
One. Whoa, who was that?
Wait.
Whoever that ship is, get them now!
Go!
Woo!
Move it, hyperspeed, let's go!
Bill, plug us around, now. Anywhere, let's go.
Is that...
Engaging hyperdrive.
Liam?
Thank you so much for listening. This is Ethan Farrell at Farif, and I play the character Mr. G in Star Wars, Life and Death on the Rim. This episode was a creation of Galactic North Productions. Please follow us at Galactic North Productions on social. Here are the credits for episode 2, Visions. This episode was produced, written, directed by H.C. Ogden. Sound design and soundtrack by Cam Lee at Killer Cam Lee on social. Co-written and co-directed by Eli Caswell. Co-produced by Eli Caswell and Cam Lee. For the rest of the Scarlet crew, we've got H.C. Ogden at H.C. Ogden as Killick Faz and Skippy. Eli Caswell at The Prophecy 17 as Zeb Gaboro. Eli Caswell at The Prophecy 17 as Zeb Gaboro. Lindsay Zanna at Lindsay Zanna as Aegion. And C.E. at C.E. as Hector Silverwolf and intro narrator. Also joining us in this episode, in order of appearance, we have Juliana Wolf as Master, Mia Rora at MiaVA96 on CCC as Naja, Commander Dor on CCC as GA Armed Forces, Rob on CCC as Kuglin, Phil Stevenson at Canadian Voiceovers as Zomo, Merc Brandt on CCC as Hired Thugs, Brian at underscore SB Brian as Cloaked Figure, James Cattle at Java Man on CCC as Rishi, Marianne Stanek at Mary Stan VA as Officer, Ben Parks as General Gotiv Kavikon, and Chris Wentworth as Moff Drickle Lesserson. For a full list of credits for the episode, including any minor or extra roles, please visit lifeanddeathontherim.com/characters-and-cast. Life and Death on the Rim is a work of fan fiction created inside the Star Wars expanded universe. A big thank you to Lucasfilm and Disney for providing such a rich world to create in. Life and Death on the Rim is a listener-supported podcast, and we welcome you to please visit our website at lifeanddeathontherim.com if you'd like to learn more about how you can support this series and others like it. This is a non-profit, unofficial fan series that is not intended for commercial use. Star Wars is owned by Lucasfilm Disney, and this fan series is not connected in any way to said companies.
Mr. G, I need you to the cockpit now, please.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised. Gotta go. We'll see you next time on Life and Death on the Rim.
General, a private transmission for you.
Excellent. I'll take it in my quarters. Moff Lesserson.
General, update me on the situation with the traitors.
Sir, it appears the bounty hunters were attacked by another force. The traitors managed to escape. It's all that hut's fault. I apologize, Moff. I take full responsibility.
This Silver Wolf character must not sabotage our plans, General.
Sir?
I want you to find a solution to this issue immediately. It seems we can no longer rely on the Huts for the results we desire. And, General?
Sir?
The next time we speak, I expect you to have a solution prepared.
Understood, Moth.